Welcome to Design Your Reality, a podcast for all things business, mindset, and design. I'm your host, Tara Rotelli, a New Jersey interior designer who drank far too much coffee before recording this intro. But seriously, I am so incredibly excited to grow with you as these episodes unfold. I am scouring the country to connect you with some of the most interesting and inspiring minds that we could ever meet. My intention is to help you thrive and support you in creating the life of your dreams, baby. Hey, you. Thanks for stopping by. It's been a while. Does that sound like Mr. Rogers? I don't care if it does. I'm leaving it in. Guys, this is take two. I started recording this episode and the train picked up so clearly and loudly in my mic and I felt that it was a little trashy. So I stopped the recording and started again. Guys, it's so good to be back. Thanks for tuning in. This is Design Your Reality, and as you know, if you are an active listener, I took a little time off from releasing episodes, and for any of you that are new here, my name is Tara, I'm an interior designer, I'm a mom, and now I am a wife. That's right, I got married last month to my husband Ryan. It's just super surreal. I'm still processing the concept that like I'm somebody's wife now. And all of the beautiful things that come along with that. Naturally with the wedding, I had to take a little, I had to deprioritize a few things that weren't super pertinent. And I hate to say it, the podcast is one of them. But not only that, when I create for you guys, when I put out these episodes, I want to be super focused and in tune with the content and with the guests. If I'm kind of rushing through an interview or an episode, I don't think it's going to give you, maximum benefit and value of being a listener here. So with all of that out of the way, today is an impromptu episode. I was not planning this to be released. It was not on my calendar, but it's a topic that I'm just learning to explore and put language to and work through within myself, but also with my clients and the world around me. And the buzzword, the big word of the day, guys, today's episode is about worthiness. Okay, now when you hear that, what do you think about? Like, close your eyes. I'm going to do it too. Okay, when I close my eyes and I hear the word worthiness, worthy, I see royalty. I see a golden crown and everything is glowing like, like you are worthy. Like that's what I see. And that's what that word makes me feel. But what I really want to explore here with you guys is what worthiness looks like and what feelings of unworthiness look like and how these things and these beliefs and feelings and thoughts and emotions can affect your everyday life. And, you know, as an interior designer, I see this often, you know, and it goes beyond purchases and, you know, making financial decisions, but there's other ways that your feelings of worthiness come into play. So let me ask you a question. Okay, let's just start off and I'm going to let you fill in the blank. Obviously, you know, it's private. there's no microphone that's going to come down from the sky in your car. So be honest with yourself in your own head when I ask you, okay? Are you worthy of it? Are you worthy of that? That thing that you want, that thing that you crave, that thing that you desire, that thing that you visualize. Are you worthy of it? Ask yourself why, or ask yourself why not? And then sit with that for a minute. So I know maybe to some of us, this is really intense and it's like, whoa, I'm not ready to go there, Tara. Like I thought you were going to just spit off a couple pieces of advice for my ride to work, but you know, it might benefit you to start getting comfortable with being introspective and, you know, sitting with your feelings. Because worthiness comes into play in so many ways, guys. It really does. And I read this quote, and this is what it says. Okay, and this is the answer. So I don't care what you, I don't care what your answer was. If your imaginary thing that you imagined, like, am I worthy of, if it's a solid relationship, if it was having a child and becoming a mother, if it was a Lamborghini, you know, the answer is yes. Okay. But the question is, do you truly believe that the answer is yes? Or do you feel like when you think about the thing that you desire and you wonder if you're worthy of it, do you start building a case for why you're actually not? That's where there's work to do. So let me be clear, guys. I happen to, as part of my business, I work with coaches. I work with mindset coaches. I, however, am not formally a mindset coach or mentor. However, in my design business, I focus very heavily on the internal of my clients and their thoughts and beliefs about themselves and their life and how it, you know, however that integrates into the experience of redesigning their home. So, you know, some of these things that I'm going to be talking about, they're not necessarily things that I'm fluent in, but they're things that I have a deep appreciation for and understanding of. And I feel if I'm to truly be of service to you, even if I'm still entry level with some of these concepts, the fact that I'm bringing these things to you and bringing your awareness to these things, I think I'm doing service. I think I'm being of service, of high value service. So now that that's out of the way, this is the quote. So I read this quote, and when I asked you, are you worthy? If you said no, or if you said yes, and I told you the answer is yes, here's the quote. Okay. We are inherently worthy for the sheer fact that we exist. Our purpose is to experience life from our unique perspectives, and that alone makes us deserving of anything that we feel inspired to want. So with that said, there's worthiness and then there's unworthiness. So what does unworthiness look like? What does that look like for you maybe? And you don't realize that that's really what it is. Well, a big one is self-sabotage. When things are going your way and they're going right and they're propelling forward in a direction that looks good, maybe you you kick the bike over. You know, you like take up the kickstand and let it fall. Maybe you do little things here and there to self-sabotage. And self-sabotage isn't always like an action either. It's also sometimes a thought or a thought process where something good happens to you and you're so uncomfortable with the concept of that, that you're literally giving yourself all the reasons why, like, this can't be right. It's like your brain can't comprehend the fact that things are going well. So then you start the negative self-talk, and that negative self-talk is self-sabotaging. So here's what it is, guys, with worthiness. You really get to start treating yourself first like somebody who is worth something. It's that simple. So by acting in a way and showing up to the world in a way that shows that you love yourself. Do you know what that means though? And like, this is a huge way to simplify it. It means saying yes to yourself. Say yes to your desires. Yes to the things that you want. Yes. You don't have to give yourself, oh, do you hear that? Like, living where I live, guys, like, why is it so late at night and there's trains, planes, and automobiles ruining my podcast? Like, I need a studio. I need to be Uncle Jesse in the basement with a red light on while I'm recording. Anyway, you get to start doing things that show that you care about your own mental, physical, and emotional well-being, and you get to show the world right? And you get to teach the world that you're worthy of being taken care of. So that mindset alone is something that I feel a lot of us don't have. And I can tell you from complete raw open heart right now, that's me. Okay, maybe I'm better now, but when I look back at some of the ways I've treated myself in the past and said no to myself in the past, I was completely disrespectful of myself. And you know, this looks like a few different things, and I'll put it in to practical example for you. Staying at a job that you freaking hate, staying at a job that sucks just because, oh, I need a paycheck. Do you think that you're unworthy of being happy in the workplace? Because guess what? You are. Don't stay at that job, you know? So there's like little ways that this shows up. Not just that, but also like with the work I do as an interior designer, guys, I see this with every single client. Rarely do I see where somebody doesn't try to talk themselves out of getting the thing that they actually want. And what's crazy about it is if you're listening to this, God willing, you have a home. And I've said that in prior podcasts because I mean it. Listen, like if you're homeless and you don't have a home and you're still listening to this podcast, I freaking love you. But you know, I'm not going to assume everybody here has a roof over their head or let alone a home that they're capable of decorating or allowed to decorate. But most of us, we have a house, we have a home, and we get to make it our own. And at different stages of life, that looks different. You know, when you have a dorm room, even in college, you get to somewhat create and make it your own. And when you get your first apartment, and then you get your first home, when you first buy a house, and then when you're older and you, well, maybe you want to build a house, or maybe you're building a house young. I don't know. There's so many possibilities. But my point is that I've seen clients from all different walks of life try to talk themselves out of buying the thing that they want because they think, like, for some reason, they shouldn't. No, it's expensive. Just that concept alone of, you know, oh, that's too expensive. Like, I don't want to spend that much. Stop there. Why? I saw this the other day. I was at the nail salon, and it was actually the pedicure, the mani and pedi I was getting for my wedding. And there was a lady next to me. And for those of us that go get our nails done, you know, there's the basic pedicure, and then there's like the holy shit package. It's like the really good pedicure where they're going all in with the hot stones and the scrub and they're saran wrapping your legs and you just feel like a million bucks and you close your eyes and you don't even know where you are anymore, but you're like sitting in the middle of like a crowded room full of strangers. Yeah, that pedicure, that's like an extra $20, right? Now, you know, I don't want to sound ignorant. I know everybody has a budget and all of our budgets look different, but you know, there was this lady and she asked how much the upgrade was and she was told and she made the decision to say no. And it could be literal. It could be she literally only had X amount of dollars, and if she spends anything above what she planned on spending, it could have eaten in other areas of her life. But I looked at it as, you know, I wondered, did she feel unworthy of spending the extra 20? Like, oh no, that's too much. You know, like why is something too much? So let's get into that. You know, it's like, obviously, when you go to the store, you know, the grocery store, and I'm sorry if I'm speaking like complete fundamentals, but like obviously you go to the grocery store and there's like a cut of beef that you really want. And then there's the really good holy grail cut of beef. And one is $6 more. And you look at both of them and you're like, okay, well, it's going to feed the same amount of people. I'm just going to get the cheaper one. Why? Oh, well, Tara, I'm on a budget. Obviously, I have to spread my money. Okay, but you sat there holding two pieces of meat. You clearly desire the better one. Get the better one. And the other ingredients that you really don't care what you get the store brand. It's about really just saying, like I said, saying yes to yourself in the littlest of ways. So with your home, I see people do this all the time too. A lot of the things we buy for our home, and it, like, listen, I could go into this for decades. I could sit here and talk until the cows come home about this, but our homes brainwash us on a daily basis. They are the things in our home, they're sending us messages. And everything that meets your eye in your home, it either triggers a memory or a feeling. So if everything that you fill your home with is the cheapest, the crappiest, the most easily accessible, and you don't even like it, and you're now spending all of your time in your house and you're looking around and you're just like, I hate this place. Like, how is that going to help you? How is that going to serve you in showing up as your best self? it's going to play a role. I think a lot of us, or some of us, or whatever, are in denial about the power of our homes. Yet meanwhile, I see people agonize over a lamp being $300 and they really only wanted to spend $225. Ugh, Tara, let's just get the cheaper ones. You know, and again, it's all about budget. I understand. You know, I'm really not oblivious to that. I have a budget. We all do. But the key is getting really clear on what you want and what you desire. And if you love that lamp for the extra $75, I promise you that lamp is going to invest back into you. And that sounds so dramatic. I don't know that there's another designer on the planet that's going to describe design this way. But I feel so passionately about it that that lamp is going to pay you back. That lamp's going to hand you a smile. Sounding really corny, but that lamp is going to hand you a smile every time you look at it. And sorry, I just got startled by something. A motorcycle. I can't, guys. I'm talking about like lamp smiling. I'm literally picturing Mrs. Potts from Beauty and the Beast walking around and the armoire and like the voices. Anyway. I mean it though. I really do. All jokes aside, my inner child likes to play sometimes at inappropriate times, but you know, these things that you see as, you know, oh, it's a waste of money. No, that's an investment in yourself. There's certain things in life that they really are financial, but they're investments in the greater good that is you. And again, remember that quote I read, that you're worthy of what you desire for the sheer fact that you exist. I also think a lot of us measure our expenses and the things we buy and the things we spend our money on. We base it around like how much money we earn or, you know, what our occupation is, you know. But again, if you're leaning into this concept of, wow, I am worthy of that with everything. With literally every single thing. And for me, you know what I can say? I'm sitting at my desk. I'm an interior designer. And yet, my desk is a mess. I can look around this desk and I could judge myself. And I could say, oof, Tara, you really need to go through your paperwork and get things together. Or I can say, you know what? I'm worthy of a clean desk. I am queen. I am the queen bee of my company. I don't need a stack of papers on it. I'm worthy of like a pristine, picturesque desk at all times. So when you start to trigger that mindset, it really helps you show up differently. Like even just saying those words, I feel like a boss babe. Like I feel confident and amazing. So like I said, start treating yourself like somebody who is worth something. So get the upgraded pedicure. Sleep in when you need to rest. You know, say no to things. These are all ways that we're acknowledging that we're worthy and that we're inherently deserving of the things that we desire. It also looks like not people-pleasing all the time. You're worthy of your own space. If you have to say no to doing something for somebody because you really need space for your own mental health, that's okay. You get to do that. And the big thing here too that's intertwined in all of this is making decisions from a place of lack and scarcity. So as far as worthiness as it's tied to spending and making financial decisions, a lot of that stems from feelings of, you know, I don't want to let my money go. I'm not ready to see a withdrawal in my account. I'm comforted by seeing a big bank balance. I don't want to start buying things. Why? Why not? Well, it makes me feel good to have a fat bank account. I'd rather that and not have the things I want because it makes me feel safe. Well, why? Look into that. Is it maybe that you have fear that you're not capable of continuously generating an income? I know we're living in a really rough time right now, especially with the pandemic and all of the craziness, which I don't even want to give airtime to, but you know, people are out there losing jobs. People are out there getting sick. So this concept isn't to be used irresponsibly. If you have a certain budget set aside for your groceries, and you don't have any other wiggle room, don't rob from Peter to pay Paul. Yes, invest in yourself, but maybe do something different. So, you know, if this woman that didn't get the upgraded pedicure, maybe she really was on a very tight budget, but maybe there's something else she gets to do for herself because she's worthy, because she exists. It's so simple. And I think also the other part of this is that when we start to think this way, we definitely start to move differently. But it's, there's that part of your brain, like the logical mind. Like think of a cartoon brain that's walking around with eyes and a clipboard and like glasses on, and it's monitoring all your thoughts and it's like swimming through. Guys, I just watched Osmosis Jones recently with my son. So this personification, I don't know what's going on in this episode. Like, I hope somebody's out there laughing because between the Beauty and the Beast thing and this Osmosis Jones thing, but you have a cartoon brain that's floating around your own brain. And it's monitoring all of your thoughts. And it's like, whoa, we have an imposter. What's this one? What's this? Oh, you're worthy? You're worthy of a Starbucks? Yeah, right, Becky. Like, no, you're not. You can't afford it. You don't need a Starbucks. Or, oh, what is this? You want to go to Cancun? Oh, that's cute. Get back in line. You're not going to Cancun. You need to be responsible. Like, there's definitely a brain, a logical mind that's fighting these new ideas. But it's kind of like a retraining, and then also using your own discernment as to whether or not something is really truly doable and applicable. So does this make sense? I know the episode is not super structured, but I hope I'm planting seeds, and I'm like a flower girl and I'm reaching into my basket and I'm throwing all these seeds into your brain. Just think about it. Think about it. And you know, if you're struggling with feelings of worthiness, that you think you don't deserve things, it would be a good idea to work through this in chunks, you know, put your focus on it, think it through, do some journaling. You know, if you're working on a certain thing, if you're trying to manifest a certain thing or create a certain outcome, you know, that's another reason why you want to definitely start feeling worthy. You want to embody that. You want to wake up feeling worthy. And, you know, for me, for any of you that have listened to my other episodes, you know that I grew up poor. And when you grow up in poverty and you grow up the way I did with, you know, my mom was handicapped. So she lost her ability to provide an income, and she was also a single mom. So I didn't have a father to fall back on. I did have a father, but we didn't live with him. So, you know, when you grow up in that atmosphere of true scarcity, where sometimes you're getting food from a food bank, you know, that's kind of embedded in you. And it's work to try to move through that and get out of that, you know, that norm that you've kind of built in your brain for yourself. So now that I've been showing up to the world differently, I definitely feel the world around me changing. It's like a different vibration. It's people are handling me a little differently. I want to give you a story actually quickly about the wedding and how I moved through that with now these new beliefs that I deserve and I am worthy of my own desires, and that I let go of money freely. If any of you need, as far as the financial piece of this, if any of you need a really good book to read, it's called Rich as Fuck by Amanda Francis, excuse the profanities. But this book will help you with your mindset around money. So when I was planning and executing my wedding, you know, there was a lot of feeling of like, no, don't do it. Don't spend it. It's a lot. You know, that's 3,000 here, 2,000 there. This is 600, you know, oh wow. Like I need to draw the line, scarcity. I need to keep my money. You know, some of that crept in, but I remembered, I'm a bride this day. I'm celebrating my marriage this day. So I'll give you my example. I don't remember if I talked about this on a prior episode. Forgive me if I'm repeating, but the flowers, okay? Everybody knows flowers are a small fortune, especially once you attach the word wedding to them. So I had a certain budget in mind for my flowers, and when I got to work on the creative end of things, I very quickly realized that my budget was inadequate for what my vision was. So we went in to meet with a florist. I went over everything with her. She gave me the ballpark, and I was like, wow, like this is literally double what I allocated. Although my initial budget wasn't super realistic to begin with, but Regardless, I left there saying, okay, this is double. Is my fiance going to kill me? And so what I ended up doing was I left the florist and I went on Etsy and I ordered these really cool centerpieces. My wedding theme was Gatsby. So I ordered these centerpieces that are basically like big ostrich feathers. And my thought was, okay, these are like, let's say $75 a piece, versus the flowers that I was looking at were $250. And so I said to myself, nope, that's it. I'm gonna go for the less expensive ones and we're gonna go for the Etsy ones. So I ordered two and I had my mind set on like, I'm gonna try to do this for my husband. I'm gonna try to save money here. This is the place I'm gonna try to save money. So we went to, if you work with a floral designer, you get to go to like a preview appointment. So you discuss your centerpieces and then, you know, down the line you make an appointment and they actually create one for you and demonstrate what the final product's gonna look like the day of. And then you go there for approval. So I was hesitant. Like I said, I was trying to work towards, you know, I don't want these centerpieces. And so I went to the appointment and I walked in and I had in my mind, I was like, I'm just gonna be strong. I'm gonna tell her, no, I don't wanna do these. I'm just gonna go for these feather centerpieces. And I walk in and I'm there with Ryan. He came with me and I burst into tears. I started crying because they were so beautiful. They were my exact vision. It really helped bring the theme of the wedding alive. And it was meaningful and it was special that she understood me and what I was trying to create. And in that moment, I decided I'm worthy. I'm worthy. And, you know, it's not just, well, obviously, Tara, you're worthy. You thought they were much more beautiful. Well, I realized if I'm this emotional, I really want this. I want this for myself and I want this for my marriage and I want this for my wedding day. So I did it. And, you know, as far as budgets are concerned, then what happens next is we balance it out somewhere else. You know, is there something I really don't care about? Okay, well, you know, if I'm not passionate one way or the other, now I can go a little bit more budget conscious. So the worthiness piece of things, it comes into play with major life decisions, with buying your house, buying your car, you know, where you maybe send your kids to school. It comes into play with how you're showing up for other people. Are you a yes man? Are you yesing everybody else? Do you ever say yes to yourself? So these are all things I want you guys to start looking at and thinking about. And I hope this resonates with you. I can actually leave in the show notes a few resources for you that can speak on this way more eloquently than I can. And if you comb through their bodies of work, they will inspire you 150%. But in the meantime, I'm so glad that you met me here for this episode. I love you so much for giving me your ear. I wish you nothing but the best. And I want you to do one thing for yourself today that was different that you wouldn't have done after before listening to this. Show up for yourself and say, yes, you're worthy of it. And if it just means sleeping in an extra 5 minutes and not making a gourmet breakfast for your family, letting them have cereal because you need the rest, do it. Show up, say yes to you, and then other people get to say yes to you in the same capacity. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next time. Hey there. If you've made it this far, then guess what? You're one of those who are sticking around to help me clean up after the party. That's right. Grab a bag and let's do this thing. But really though, this is the part where I ask for your help. I've created Design Your Reality as a way for people to get incredible information and meet awesome new people. And I need your help getting the word out. So if you can tell a friend about this podcast, or screenshot an episode and post it on Instagram, tagging at Tara Rotelli. If you do that, I will be sure to repost your post or send you a thank you for being a loyal listener, or maybe even a little gift. Hey, bribery. The other thing you can do is leave a rating or review on whatever application you have used to access this content. Thank you so much. You're a champion. You're an incredible human. I love meeting my listeners, so please reach out and you can shoot me an email at podcast@tararotelli.com if you'd like to talk or recommend a guest. Thanks so much and make it a great day.